Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore and this is Mickey Joe Hart, and you've got a new song, Mickey Joe, called Good Man Killian. Who could this be about?
Yeah, you'd wonder. It just should have been Cahill or something, but no, you know what? I've enough of Cahill. I'll go on to Killian. Yeah, sure. And here we are. It's a little homage or ode, whatever you want to call it, to Killian Murphy, obviously. I just woke up sort of one morning and heard the news that he got the Oscar. I'd been watching them, and then, you know, got up in the morning and the news came through. And I just was a nice positive in a time where, you know, there's very little positive news out there. It was a lovely positive thing to lift the nation and to lift, you know, the sort of hearts and the minds of people. And I was just kind of inspired. I had this little, you know, line in my head, Good Man Killian. And I basically put a song around it. And that's how I came up with that. And
you certainly did. And I've seen a wonderful performance of you and the Fogues doing it. The Fogues, the ballad group, who are from Mitchelstown, aren't they?
Yeah, it kind of worked out really. It was a bit of serendipity, to be honest, because I was down, it was just right before Paddy's Weekend, and I was booked in Cork for a gigs in Paddy's Weekend. I met the guys and I played my song. First time I'd played it, sort of thought, well, and I'd just written it a few days before. So yeah. It was all that kind of instantaneous kind of thing. And then I decided, okay, you know what, let's record this. And the lads, I just heard them do it before, and I thought, you know, they're great energy. I hadn't met them until that, so I just asked them, would they be interested in sort of coming up? And we did a lovely version, and with Courtney Cullen on fiddle as well. Courtney's amazing. So there was we all met in Slane, in Slane Studios there. And
That's a good L spot.
They have a wonderful thing called the Ivory Sessions going there, and you can just go in and do a live, and they have great audio and visual setup, and it's very easy. So we would then just rehearse. I mean, literally, we got together a half hour before and rehearsed the song, and you do a few takes and you take the best one, you hope for the best.
Well, so let's have a listen, because they turned out great, is right. This is Good Man Killian, Mickey Joe Hart and the Fogues. Have a listen to this.
Good man Killian, you done us all so proud. In the movie, getting groovy with the atomic crowd. Thomas Shelby, he may well be just a gypsy boy. You and him and Oscar, just look at you now, tearing up the boulevard of Tinseltown.
What a tune. Good Man Killian. Good Man Mickey Joe. Fair play to you. That's such a great thing to do, to mark the fact that an Irishman has won the Oscar.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it wouldn't let it pass, and it was just one of those kind of moments where I happened to be down in Cork at the same time, and it was all kind of worked in really well.
Yeah.
It's just nice, and I have a little sort of story that goes back to the time where when he they won the Shakes the Barley and stuff, and I remember just being at that after show party back in the time, because it was around 2003, around that time, as far as I know. And, you know, sort of meeting the gang, all that kind of crap. So there was a little sort of bit of that as well.
Yeah.
So I suppose keeping an eye on his career over the years, and just, you know, how he has, you know, just rose and rose, his stardom has rose. And then, you know, and how he conducts himself, and how well he spoke on the night in his acceptance speech. And, you know, just that little nod to the peacemakers and all of those things. There was an air of positivity about those few days, and it was nice, you know, it was a nice reprieve from a lot of things that are going on.
Yeah, but what I love about this is the fact that this seems really obvious, in the sense that it seems like somebody should have done this, but Mickey Joe Hart, you're the man who's done it.
Well, it's just, you know, listen, that's what we do. We kind of get up with something that inspires you like that. It's nice to be able to put it into words and, you know, hopefully just put smiles onto people's faces, and hopefully people get a bit of enjoyment out of it. And that's what if the song does that, then it's, you know, it's done its job, and that's what you hope for.
I got to ask you about Eurovision, because obviously so many years back you gave us We've Got the World Tonight, still a classic that we played down the years and translated into Irish for the big buzz and all manner of things. But Bambi Thug is who we're sending this year, and Bambi Thug's song sounds like this.
Thank you.
That's the name of the song, Doomsday Blue. It's a far cry from We've Got the World Tonight, Mickey Joe, but what do you think of it?
You know what? I absolutely love this. The first few times I heard it, I thought, this is a bit chaotic, a bit, you know, messy or whatever you want to call it. But it's a grower, if you know what I mean. And then when I heard it proper and I got to listen to it sort of properly and that kind of nice melodic twist that's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it, I have to say.
I'm the same.
About it. And, you know, it's the first one that I've heard in a while that I think could turn heads and maybe do something for us if we can just get through that damn semi-final.
I know.
That's always the hurdle, and you know, it just seems that we're struggling to get through that. You know, if anything can, I think this can.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's just that little bit different as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great message for young people and anyone out there. You know that you know we're. You know, it's good to be different. It's okay to be different, you say, and comfortable in your own skin. And, you know, Bobby Thugs, you know, they are promoting all of that. And, you know, it's great. And it's you know, homegrown. And there's a bit of everything in it. And it's, I just really like it. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how you could, it's kind of goth pop, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's very hard to categorize. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just cool and kind of quirky and enjoyable. And, again, it kind of puts a smile on your face and kind of makes you think, you know.
Yes, all the things you want from a Eurovision song in 2024. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, as we share the same hope, I think, that that it'll at least get out of that semi-final and give us a chance to enjoy the final a little bit more on the Saturday night and see if we can take it. And who knows? It could be the type of song that just surprises everybody and turns into the winner. Who knows?
Either way, it's a great you know, foot on a great stepping stone for them, you know, it's a great platform and, you know, brilliant. I love it. Different and diverse, and why not?
Brilliant. Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Right, before I let you go, sir, got to do the quick fire round. I'm going to throw some questions at you. Do your best to answer these. And number one is, what are you currently obsessed with, Mickey Joe?
Oh, currently obsessed with, oh God, my eyesight.
Eyesight, right. Are you about to wear glasses?
Oh, stop it, will you please? So, yeah, and there's people sort of shouting at me at this stage to go and get my eyes tested, so I really have to. I'm wearing, you know, the ones you buy in the shop?
No. You need to get the right ones.
All over the country now. Yeah, I have to go and do that. But I was in the States and last year, and I kind of noticed it pretty bad because I was getting into you know, restaurants and things like that, and I couldn't see the menu so well.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm obsessed with.
Well, it happens us all with a certain, you get to a certain vintage, there's no way around it. You need glasses for reading menus. That's for absolute certain. Who's the most famous person in that phone of yours, Mickey Joe?
I don't know. My God, Louis Walsh, I guess.
Yeah, Louis about as famous as it gets. Yeah. We'll take that. Yeah. Think back to when you were in national school, about 8 years old in second class. What school were you in?
I was in, Murlough National School, just outside of Lifford.
Right.
About a mile out of the road in Donegal. Yeah.
Okay. And then did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
Ah, you see, my mom was a teacher in the school. Ah. So she brought the lunchbox. Yeah. So, and I always had cheese sandwiches. She says to me she never ever had asked me what I wanted for lunch because it was always the same.
It's always the same.
And I think that, right through the secondary school or whatever, I just always had cheese sandwiches. So,
and
yeah,
did you ever have a little treat and you can remember?
A bag of crisps. I went through a phase of eating Bikers. I remember that.
Oh, Bikers crisps. Yeah. The round the wheels. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a phase of eating a lot of those.
Excellent. The final question I ask all my guests, Mickey Joe, because I don't, I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Well, if someone else won't, I have to. You know what I mean?
That's the best answer we've had in a long time. Thank you so much for coming on and joining me today. Best of luck with the song, Good Man Killian. And thanks again, as I said, for your efforts on the Big Busk. We're looking at more than €350,000 this year for the Big Busk, but you're a big part of everything we raised last year. So thanks so much. And best luck with the song.
Thank you. And the best luck with your song too. Keep it going.
I'll need it.
Brilliant.
See you, Mickey Joe.
See you guys. Bye. Thanks, Mickey. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.